today marks 15 years to the day that The West Wing first premiered. And, of course, you're well known for many acting roles, but how would you describe the legacy of The West Wing and how it's affected you?
Well, it is one of the most satisfying experience I had in my personal as well as my professional life. And I'm indebted to Aaron Sorkin and everyone that was involved with that show. And if I ever got another one, it would be lightning striking twice. So I don't anticipate that ever happening again.
That seems like the kind of thing that does happen once in someone's career, doesn't it?
Yes, it is indeed. And, you know, I was the oldest member of the cast, and John Spencer, God rest him, was the second oldest. And both of us came out of the New York theater scene, and both of us were very disciplined, and we were kind of thought of as the parents of the whole group. And we took that responsibility very seriously, and I became very close to John. In fact, I still miss him. But both the players and the whole production team, and especially Aaron Sorkin, are what made that show so very successful.
I think a lot of people still miss John Spencer. You mentioned that you were the oldest in the cast, but of course you were also the president, and that comes with a lot of responsibility. I'm wondering if it's, in fact, daunting to play such a large role.
No, you know, I was covered. I mean, I didn't, have to write any of the shows. And, you know, most of the incidents in the show were taken from real-life situations, and they were covered with our modern-day writing teams. But, you know, so many of the shows came from administrations going back as far as Harry Truman. And our first advisor was President Bill Clinton's press secretary, Dee Dee Myers. And she gave us an awful lot of insight. And gradually, as the show grew and drew an audience from week to week, we attracted a lot of other people from other administrations who gave us stories. And those stories were couched in the characters and incidences that were that ran through a great many of the episodes over the seven seasons.
Network TV seems to be changing so much these days. You have Netflix, and then cable really seems to be the place where there's some really great work, with the exception of a few shows on network TV, of course. But how would you describe the changing dynamics?
Well, you know, now that you mention it, one of the concerns that all of us in the cast had was the idea that we could sell a political show on network television. I mean, how are you going to sell cars and insurance and pharmaceuticals with a political show? We were all astonished when the show became a hit on the network. In the beginning, we were hoping that we would go on a pay-per-view, an HBO or Showtime, whatever, so that we could use the language and have the freedom of expression that the networks are governed by. And so that was a very pleasant surprise that the show was successful on network television. And it was a great source of inspiration to a lot of other shows, I think.
Do you think The West Wing would be popular today on network television, or maybe not still popular, but do you think it would have a harder time being popular?
You know, it would depend if you had someone like Aaron Sorkin, which would be, you know, the first plus. Any show begins with writing. If it's not on the page, it won't be on the stage. And so we had that going in. I think we had the best writer in the medium today. He still is. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky enough to have him. I was lucky enough to work with him on American President a few years before The West Wing. And so he had me in mind. Although when I started, you know, I was only asked to be a reoccurring character. The president and the first family were not going to be regulars. I was asked to do four or five episodes over the first 22. I agreed to that. And the only thing they asked of me was that I not play another president in another show as long as The West Wing was on the air. And I said, well, what are the chances, you know? So I agreed. And then when NBC saw the pilot, they wanted to focus more on who worked in the Oval Office. And so they called me back and said, would I join as a regular? And I said, absolutely, I'd be happy as Larry to do so. And it was one of the most fulfilling jobs of my life. I think, as I said earlier, you get one of those in a lifetime. And I had it and got to work with some of the best people and became very close with most of those people. And for the last 15 years, it has been the thing that I am remembered for, and fondly, too, I'm glad to say. So I have a lot to give thanks and praise for The West Wing.